when I went to boarding school, I didn't get on so well with my music master. So I spent a lot of time in this cupboard. And inside the cupboard, it was an Atari computer and some sequencing software. And so that's when I got started. Start to write a piece of music, there's no limitation to all the sounds you can gather from the universe, and there's nothing you can't hear, there's nothing you can't sample. My world begins to dance. Usually what inspires me is something that happened in the day, or something that I've heard, overheard somebody talking about on the train, or what piece of gear I might happen to be at the time when I actually have some time to let the kind of creative stuff come out. I like to play instruments that that leave me a bit freer. The piano is great, but you can only stay in one place and play, and you're kind of stuck with it. The nice thing about this is that I can kind of walk around with it, I can play keyboard lines on it, I can play pretty much anything on it, and sing and loop and harmonise all at the same time. I've got it going through, so. Oh, yeah. If I can plug that into my harmonizer and I can play the chords and I can loop, and you know, that's already kind of four or five pieces of gear that I don't need, I can just do with that. It's like anything, if you really are passionate and you like all the features that it does that you can't do with other instruments, and how versatile it can be, and you have the time to program exactly what you want it to do, so that when you're ready to do live, you're free to, you know your way around it so easily, you don't even have to think about it. It can be very expressive, I've seen people play it. Yeah, I think it looks pretty sexy. I think it's all in how you hold it. I can really see it being, you know, a great tool. I'm really positive about it. I think it's just a crazy looking thing. And I think people would expect no less of me from coming on stage wearing something like that.